Blog Talk Radio.
If you don't know me, I am Samaz Sam Sugar. This is my Monday morning show. I honestly am really thinking about not doing this show. The only reason why I did it this morning because, as I told you guys, maybe when I first got started, I procrastinate quite a bit. And I wanted to start not doing that, so to speak. So I've been up since 4:30. Yes, 4:30. Couldn't sleep. Watched a bunch of Happily Never After episodes where get married a couple of months later, they've killed their spouses. So yeah, want to really thank all of you who gave me feedback on the R. Kelly show we did last Friday. I was really kind of overwhelmed at the response of it. Everybody really seemed to be have their own opinions, you know, and it was unfortunately none of them were in Robert Kelly's. Basically for, you know, to support him, which is understandable. I'm still having people ask me to do the Michael Jackson. I'm not Oprah. So if I do come on and get a, you know, negative reactions, so be it, because it's, I don't know, I'm still debating on it. I go from wanting to do it to not wanting to do it to thinking, you know, maybe I shouldn't touch the subject, but I have a couple of people that want to come on to support Michael Jackson, not support what he did, but support his music and say that they still listen to him. So I'm giving that a little bit of thought to see if this is what I want to do. So, you know, I'll keep you guys informed. I'm not really sure what I'm going to do Friday as far as the content of my show. If I'm out of it, I am. Like I said, I've been up since 4:30 a.m. I'm only going to do a 15-minute show this morning because, like I said, I'm starting to see it's kind of sad. I've been doing this for a long time, and I stopped doing it a little over a year because of my health issues. And then, of course, as I told you guys before, a family member, we almost lost him. And it was really kind of like I needed to kind of take a break from everything. I've taken a break, actually, from life, to be honest with you. That whole, 4 months that the family member was was in the hospital, it really kind of put me in a mindset that I was not ready to do anything. So I kind of stayed to myself. My whole family did because we basically lived at the hospital. We really, really did. We lived there. And as soon as he got out of the hospital the next day, I ended up in the hospital with fluid on my lungs and around my heart, and I was in the hospital for about a week. So I wasn't taking care of myself within that time that he was in the hospital. It just, I don't know, everything is just kind of getting back to normal. I'm not even doing my Let's Plays anymore. I haven't done a Let's Play in over a year, and I'm trying to get back to some type of normality in my life, and it's been hard. I think once you're out of the loop for over a year with anything, whether it be, you know, work, whether it be, you know, like your Let's Plays or your talk show, you kind of, when you try to go back, it seems to give you a, I'm going to take, you know, little steps at this point. Because I was out of work for over a year, too, and when I got back, it took me a long time to get my thoughts together and start being a little bit normal. I mean, things still, like I said before, it's still not quite how they used to be. Especially, it's kind of sad with the decline in people who listen to me, and also with, you know, just overall. But it is what it is. I'm not going to give up just because I'm not getting all the listeners, because like I said before, if I have one or two listeners and they're really, you know, happy and supportive, I'm going to remain to do what I'm going to do. But the Monday mornings, I'm not really sure if I don't want to keep doing it. I mean, I've got about maybe four or five people to listen to me on Monday morning, and for, you know, those of you, trust me, I am so grateful for your support that you sit down and listen to me, yik, yik, yik. So I don't know. I'm just really just thinking about just what I'm going to do. Anyway, let's get off that subject. Have you guys, anyone that's in California, have you seen the swarms of butterflies lately? It is like, at one point I was like, God, is the apocalypse coming? Because, I mean, when I tell you there is a swarm of butterflies, they are all over the place. Those who don't live in Cali, if you visit or whatever, but they are like, it's to the point where we, where my job is, it's like a kind of a high rise, and on the floor we are, we see them like hitting the window almost. It's just really, really, really bizarre. So I decided to go ahead and kind of look it up to Google it. And what it was saying was that there are honeybees approaching, like painted lady butterflies, and they're coming, I guess, from North Tustin. And I guess they're making this a swarm of butterflies, and they're invading Southern California. Trust me, they really are invading it. And it's a heavy migration of it. But from what I read, they're on their way to Mexico. So I don't know. That's kind of weird. But it's about 1 billion, yes, butterflies. And they're known as the painted ladies, and they're flying at about 20 miles per hour in northern direction from the deserts of Mexico to reach breeding grounds in Oregon. I just never seen it before. It was just really, really weird, you know, to see that many butterflies. I mean, I love butterflies. I think that they're a symbol of, you know, of strength and beauty, but it's really bizarre to see as many, you know, as I have. I think I'm honestly going to maybe film them and put them on my YouTube channel so you guys that are not living in California can see it. But it's just the most, it's just weird because they're like all in the streets and you're driving and they're just, it's just weird. I can't even, I know I should use another word other than weird, but, you know, just especially when you've never seen that before, which also draws me to something that happened maybe about 2 weeks ago. I was going to the, not Little League, but I told you guys about the junior high school game that I went to. Go Mustangs. But anyway, I've never experienced where the clouds are like down, like low, low, low to the ground. That was weird too, because when we were driving on the freeway, the clouds were just like low. And I've never, ever seen that before either. When you see clouds, they're always up in the air and that's it. But these were like ground level. And that was bizarre too. I've just never seen it. And I think it's bizarre because I've never seen it and I've never experienced it. But that was also something that I just was not prepared for. I mean, such is life. Things are just really weird anyway and just all over the place. When you hear about global warming, you know, you kind of roll your eyes. But at one point, you kind of think, maybe there's significance to this. Maybe there, you know, this could be what's really going on, because I've never, ever experienced some of the things I'm experiencing now. And not to say I'm 100 years old, because of course not. So, but it's just, I don't know, a lot of things are just kind of like, keep me in awe and disbelief and what have you. I'm going to take probably a minute break. I'll be right back with you.
Say what?
Good morning again and welcome back. If you just tuned in, I am Samaz Sam Sugar, and this is my Monday morning show. And as I was just said, I just got up at 4:30 in the morning. I've been up since 4:30. We're not talking about anything, to be honest with you. This is just a 15-minute show. We're just sitting, whatever, and just conversate a little bit, and that's all we are doing at this point. I did go on Yahoo, because sometimes you go on Yahoo and you see some stuff like, wow, I didn't even know that. Gosh, really? And trust me, I am not a Justin Bieber, whatever his name, fan. I'm really not. But I really felt bad because I read that it was supposed to be some type of suicide watch. Now, whether that's true or not, because a lot of times it will be something and the media will blow it just out of proportion. It could be something as, you know, meaningless or whatever, and the media will just blow it the hell up. So if, in fact, he is, you know, suicidal and contemplating suicide, you know, I really, you know, I feel bad for him. Because anytime a lot of child actors or child musicians or child, you know, anything, it's like when you're in that public eye and you start no longer being cute and no longer being talented. And don't get me wrong, I think when you're an actor, you're talented, you know, some kind of way if you want to get in front of the camera. But if you grow out of your cuteness or, you know, your talents or your voice changes, things just change, you know. Most singers that I've seen that start off as children or as teens, once their voice changes, they lose that talent. You know, the one that I know for a fact really stayed was Michael Jackson. He went from a child to a teen to an adult, and his voice, as his voice changed, he still had, you know, this wonderful voice. Christina Aguilera is another one. When she was a child from her teens to an adulthood, the girl can blow, as my mother would used to say. She has a beautiful voice. So it doesn't happen with all, but, I mean, I think the percentage that lose their cuteness and, you know, lose their ability to capture audience is more than the ones who don't lose it. So, you know, that's just me putting it out there because I'm not a fan of his at all. But I do hope, you know, whatever happens, it gets itself together, just like I hope Kanye West gets himself together. That boy has not been the same since his mother died. He really hasn't been. It's like he's on the deep end getting ready to jump off. And, you know, I'm definitely not a big fan of his, but I do feel like, wow, you know, poor guy. But anyway, I'm going to end here. I just realized 15 minutes goes by quick, does it not? I was going to do 30 minutes, but like I said, I need to get up, get some breakfast, take a quick shower, and lay back down and try to get some sleep. Today is my off day. Yay, off day! So I'm hoping to be able to get some type of rest. But for those of you listening, thank you so much for joining me and supporting me as always. And as I said, I might stop my Monday shows, but then again, I don't think I should. You guys are here for me, and I should be here for you exactly. As always, have a wonderful day, and mwah, sugar kisses. Bye now.